co-education at Indiana University, Sarah Park Morrison on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, where a summer tradition continues with Thursday evening concerts on the canal, downtown Indianapolis, open to the public. Complete concert lineup at indianahistory.org. The quickest way to meet the feminine drive to achieve equality is to admit girls to university classes. When that decision was made in 1867 by the Indiana University Board of Trustees, it set a precedent for the state and the nation. The first woman to enroll in classes at IU certainly wasn't wanting for education. Sarah Park Morrison matriculated at IU to hold the board to its word and blaze a trail for other women. The granddaughter of a Quaker abolitionist and the daughter of an IU trustee, Morrison had already had 10 years of formal post-secondary education at Mount Holyoke, Vassar, and other all-female schools back east. After her admittance at age 34, she took it upon herself to encourage other women to follow suit. 8 women enrolled, and by 1871, 32 women attended IU. By 1882, almost one-fourth of the student body was female. Sarah Park Morrison finished her degree in 2 years, offered the commencement address in Latin, then returned to complete a master's degree 2 years later. She was then appointed as an adjunct professor of English literature, becoming IU's first female faculty member. In the fall of 2005, 57% of students enrolled in all 8 IU campuses were women. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.